up David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., here on Brian and Company on WTIC. I'm not trying to be dramatic about it, but David, like, he goes to the Hill, nothing gets done.
Right.
And he just, and Build Back Better, it seems like no one wants to talk about it because it's dead. And then the voting, right? I mean, it seems like he seems kind of impotent at the moment.
Well, you know, it's funny, yesterday I was over at the Capitol, and you could see the air go out of the balloon because Senator Sinema from Arizona got up and said, no, I'm not going to change filibuster rules. And then Biden came, I don't know, an hour later or something, and you just thought, what's the point of this? I mean, I know the point, but they're not, they got to figure out some compromise. Now, as far as his impotence, I'm of two minds here. It's still only January of 2022, and if you look back to Reagan, Obama, Clinton, their numbers were way down at this stage of their presidencies. Reagan because of the economy, Clinton. Remember, we forget, but in Clinton's first year, year and a half, boy, people just thought he looked incompetent.
Right.
And so, remember, it took him three tries to get an attorney general, for example. Remember, people are old enough, you know, the haircut. Remember, they stopped Air Force One so he could get a fancy haircut, that sort of thing.
Right, and he came back, especially in his second term. Like, yeah. But he got a second term, and so I guess my point to what you're saying is that you said they need to find a compromise. But if I were a Republican, say, especially in the House where I need to run again, why would I compromise? Like, why would I just wait until next November when everything gets flipped, and then it's really a problem?
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm of two minds, and the other one is this. Joe Biden was elected because of competence, a perception of competence. He knows Washington like no one else, right? He can get things done in his quiet way. Well, you know, here we are, right? He's not getting things done. He did last year, the American Rescue Plan, the infrastructure bill, no question. But Build Back Better, as you said, I don't think we're going to hear much more about that for a long time. Voting rights, which is important to the Democratic Party and arguably to a lot of people, again, going nowhere at the moment. And here's the other problem, and this is a problem Jimmy Carter faced, and Reagan faced it in his early years. When the economy looks like it's out of control, okay, when inflation keeps going up and up and up the way it has, and soon interest rates are likely to go up, it looks like the president doesn't have control of things,
right.
And that's the killer. You know, could Jimmy Carter have done a lot about inflation? Well, you know, we could debate that, but probably not. You know, Reagan in 1982, I mean, we had a horrible recession. Unemployment hit 11%. His numbers were in the low 40s, but the economy bounced back.
Yeah.
But as you say, and this is the difference, Reagan started out with a Democratic House, Republican Senate. Right now, Biden's got it all, Democratic Congress. And if in November, all of a sudden, it all turns Republican, whew, then he's, you know, he'll never get anything.
Well,
done.
You know, and I used to, you know, when I was at CNBC, there were all these consumer sentiment, you know, surveys. And I didn't pay a lot of attention to them. But then you realize where they matter in the context. And that is that people can talk themselves into thinking one thing or another. So sometimes these economic trends become like self-fulfilling prophecies. And so that's where you're right. The momentum of it will impact consumer behavior. And that can create a snowball effect to the downside and stuff like this. But I just think that, you know, when I think of what's his path to sort of restoring it, and it's hard to see it right now. And you're right, things can change in 6 months if prices abate and inflation is tempered, and then maybe things can change. But we're talking with David Lightman with McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian and Company. The other one I've been focused on a lot is, you know, when I think about, you know, should deals be made in D.C., you know, Kevin McCarthy raised over $70 million last year.
Right.
He just basically has to keep his mouth shut and he'll be Speaker of the House. I mean, and so is there any pushback? Is there any judgment in him long term for not cooperating with the Jan 6 stuff? I mean, people, you know, I talk with conservatives and progressives all the time, and progressives would be like, what if Hillary Clinton didn't testify in Benghazi? You know, like,
right.
You know, she did.
Yeah, for 11 hours, as I recall. You know, probably not as far as pushback, because, first of all, this thing's going to go on and on and on. There's a question, you know, can you even subpoena a member of Congress? And so forth. And then even if you do, what they want to finish by the election. But they've got McCarthy, they got two other members of Congress they're trying to subpoena. I just think this is going to get tied up in the courts forever. So I just don't think it's going to be high on people's radars. The other thing, and this is something we're trying to gauge, too, at McClatchy, how much reader interest is there in all this January 6th stuff? Now, the people like me who are there, yeah, this is a huge story for a million reasons. It's both historic and current. But I wonder how much that reverberates out in Connecticut and California and Wyoming and all that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, these stories are not all that well read, so I'm not sure.
You have a lot of international stuff right now on McClatchy, D.C., mm-hmm. Specifically, you know, Russia, Ukraine. You know, you talk about some involvements with Russia and Venezuela and Cuba. Like, you know, what are people talking about as it relates to Russia right now?
That's an interesting question because, you know, I'm of a certain age that, you know, the Cold War frightened everybody to death as I was growing up and well into my adulthood. And it's interesting how little you hear about this U.S.-Russia talks this week. I mean, it's there. It's a lot of talk among reporters, among politicians, you know, that sort of thing in the halls. But beyond that, it just doesn't seem to strike anyone. And, you know, we as reporters and a lot of members of Congress say, my goodness, they have, what, 100,000 or more, the Russians have 100,000 or more troops already at the Ukrainian border. I mean, what if they invade? What do we do? What does NATO do? You know, are we looking at World War III here or what? So it's interesting the lack of urgency you see in the public on this. I think, again, back to the economy. Economy dominates everything, and frankly, a strong number two is COVID. Those are the concerns people have right now.
And it just seems weird in 2022, to be honest, that Russia's going to invade a country. Like, it just seems so, you know, so 20th century, you know what I mean? And so I'm not saying I'm discounting it. It just doesn't seem like, it seems like a lot of jawboning for something that just, maybe he wants to test the West, but that's a hell of a way to test.
Yeah, I think he wants NATO out of Eastern Europe, Central Europe. But, you know, again, you look, it's fascinating to me, all these diplomatic chess moves, but boy, the public just doesn't seem engaged in this.
Hey, really quick, we have like 30 seconds. I'm pretty fascinated with this Trump will he or won't he stuff, you know, and the RNC saying, you know, we're not going to do these sanctioned debates. A lot of people think that is just a tip of the cap, that he will run and not want to debate. Is that what people are thinking?
Yeah, people are thinking this, that whether Trump runs or not, his shadow is so strong that you've got to, most Republicans have to pledge loyalty to whatever he may be thinking. That's the key here,
right?
Whether Trump goes or not.
Yeah, we the South Carolina senator made that clear on Fox News the other night.
Yeah, Graham, yeah.
Everything goes. If you're not on board with Trump, you're not on board with the Republican Party. Hey, David, it is a pleasure to talk to you as always. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Martin Luther King Day, and good luck with the snow.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Right. Bye now.
David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian and Company.